where was the first rodeo held? Many may try to lay claim to that title, but we do know who popularized the sport and created many of the events surrounding it. His story is today's feature on the American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In 1882, William Cody, a.k.a. Buffalo Bill, was asked by the city of North Platte, Nebraska, his hometown at the time, to put on a 4th of July event. What he created is a Western sports showcase we still have today.
Buffalo Bill organized it into the modern rodeo you know today with the different events and competitions. Whether it be bull riding or bronc riding or roping, he organized it right here in North Platte.
Jim Griffin is curator of the Lincoln County Historical Museum in North Platte.
It was such a success that he decided, you know what, there might be a market for this. And so the next year, he put his show together and started traveling with it. And boy, was he right.
Those shows grew in size and area covered, but his home remained here in North Platte, a site you can still visit today.
It grew tremendously, and he used Scouts Rest Ranch to house all of those animals that eventually his show would encompass, and all the wranglers that he would need to maintain those animals. He would use this as the base to house them in the wintertime.
Buffalo Bill had a ranch of about 4,000 acres in North Platte. The many barns housed the stock used in the traveling shows. One of those animals was very important to Bill's life and legacy.
Something that people don't realize is that even though Buffalo Bill shot thousands of bison over the course of his life, he also is the one that brought them back from near extinction. He saw that they were disappearing, and he wanted them for his show, so he started breeding them.
Buffalo Bill was internationally known, but not all viewed him as a great guy, including many in his hometown. That story is next time. And the full story is on our American Countryside podcast, available on your favorite podcast platform, or just follow the link on American Countryside's Facebook page. As we travel the countryside in North Platte, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.